This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A Jefferson County Sheriff's Sergeant who responded to the Evergreen High School shooting has resigned after admitting he showed up to the incident intoxicated. An internal investigation found other SWAT officers smelled alcohol on Sergeant Anthony Hamilton and saw he appeared disoriented during the September 10th response. Hamilton later told investigators he drank, quote, the better part of a 12-pack that morning. The sheriff's office says his conduct fell far outside its standards. Two students injured in the shooting have since returned home. The Douglas County School District says there isn't enough evidence in a racial discrimination case to go to trial. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
The lawsuit was brought by four families in 2023 who say their black and biracial children faced repeated racial harassment in middle and high school. The district is now asking a federal judge for a summary judgment. The district contends that it responded appropriately and swiftly to every reported incident, disciplining students and contacting parents. The lawsuit alleges that the discrimination, which included verbal insults, racist jokes, and threats of violence, was inadequately addressed by the district. It alleges the students' federal civil rights were violated. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
Officials say a train that landed in the Gunnison River is not threatening drinking water. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says leaked fuel from the locomotive is not an immediate risk to downstream intakes. Two locomotives and five cars carrying coal derailed after hitting a rock slide there. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.